You are listening to the new Mutual Audio Network. Welcome home.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Welcome to the Sonic Society, the world's largest showcase.
The world's largest and longest running showcase of modern audio drama. David, why are we whispering?
Oh, it looks like there's no need to now. Good morning, everyone.
No need?
Yes, it looks like our tortoise thief has made off to do crime elsewhere.
Is anything amiss?
I'm looking now. No, it looks to me that the rapscallion has gone into the tortoise memory banks and looked for generational changes.
Generational?
Well, yes, you know how the modern audio drama has a good four ages about her now. Golden Age at the beginning of podcasting, Silver Age around 2008, the YouTube Confessional Bronze Age and COVID Steel Age.
Why would they be looking into the different ages?
I'm not sure, but I know he's still around.
He?
Well, I'm speaking hypothetically, of course, but whoever it is brought us back to Christoph Laputka's Rapscallion Agency.
Didn't you just...
Yes, but whoever our tortoise napper is, he knew I'd call him a Rapscallion, which means I have grave concerns that he, too, is Audio Eternal.
Audio Eternal?
Yeah, it's a little moniker for the few of us who have been here since the beginning, well, of the modern age, at least. Well, at least let's have a listen to chapters 2 and 3, Fools and Fashion and Bullets and Blowfish, and we'll figure out more from here.
It all begins right here.
On the Sonic Society.
Who among us doesn't enjoy a good mystery? And especially when solving it means that I get to bring out my competitive side. Even if it's just me against the clock, I just can't wait to uncover all the secrets. So June's Journey is a game that is completely up my alley, and I think you'll love it too. In June's Journey, a hidden object mystery game, you play as June Parker, who's on a quest to solve her sister's murder and uncover her family's many secrets. Each chapter brings you deeper into the story, and it's set in the Roaring Twenties, so beyond uncovering clues, you get to experience the glitz and glamour of the time. June's Journey is definitely not a game I play mindlessly, which I love because I get genuinely invested, and a lot of it is a race against time, so there's a little fun added pressure of trying to find the clues as quickly as you can in each scene. There are also tons of ways to customize the island that you're on, learn more about the characters, and then new chapters are added weekly, so you really can't run out of things to explore. So if you think you're up to solve this case, download June's Journey for free today on iOS or Android, or play on PC through Facebook Games. June needs your help, Detective.
My name is Jenny Owen Youngs.
And I'm Kristen Russo.
And together we spent 6 years watching every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer one at a time, podcasting about each and every one.
Our podcast is spoiler-free, so first-time viewers can listen along safely.
Ever thought to yourself, I wish someone was brave enough to write an original song for every single episode of Buffy? Your search is at an end, my friend, because we did exactly that.
Our podcast is called Buffering the Vampire Slayer, and you can learn more about it at bufferingcast.com. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rapscallion Agency. A Leviathan Chronicles story. Chapter 2. La mode et les imbéciles. Fools and fashion. Paris is a beautiful city. People visit from around the world to be inspired, fall in love, and visit the landmarks like the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, and to sit by the banks of the Seine. But it's entirely another matter when you come to Paris and the Seine visits you.
Ah, putain de merde! Clarican! Clarican!
What?
Clarican, come here!
What?
You clogged the kitchen sink again.
What are you talking about?
The water isn't draining and it's overflowing everywhere. There's water all over the kitchen. You didn't see that?
I'm sorry. I was in the other room.
Well, so was I. And now a kitchen looks like a canal of Venise.
Well, it's not my fault. The garbage disposal isn't working.
Are you crazy? There is no garbage disposal. These pipes are centuries old. Are you out of your mind?
Well, how was I... That's just stupid.
No, it's normal in Paris.
Well, why don't they...
Clarican? It's just...
Lisette stopped and remembered the words of her old mentor, Harlequin.
Forgiveness isn't for the other person. It's for yourself. The burden of resentment will only weigh you down.
Look, I get it. It's different. But you have to try harder to get used to this place. It just runs differently, you know?
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I just never dated an American.
I never dated a cat burglar.
Well, cat burglars like clean things.
Do cat burglars like apology hugs and a kiss on the nose?
I think they might.
Oh, really, I'm sorry. I'll try harder.
It's okay. But we need to deal with the bank stuff. I need to get your financial information so we can open a bank account. We're not going to be much of a company if we can't accept payments.
I'm with you. Here. But I'm warning you, there's not a lot there. White Egg froze most of my checking and savings accounts. The only thing I have left is some Bitcoin and my college fund that my grandmother gave me.
But you're not going to college.
I still might. I'm thinking about it.
Well, just give me whatever information you have. Everything will help if we want to get a loan or something for the business.
Sure, but hopefully we'll have some cash flow coming in soon. I was just going to run out the door to see that guy Raptor. I told you about him before. He used to be part of my Sandsword crew, but I think he's running with Entropica now. One of the biggest hacker gangs in Europe. He might have some good job leads for us.
You can't leave now. You need to clean up this mess before the water leaks into the floor below.
Well, why do I have to do it?
Why? Because it was your McDonald's wrapper that clogged the drain. And besides, I'm the one running out of the door because I already set up an appointment at the bank to set up the accounts for our company.
Well, maybe I should do the bank stuff and you can work on sourcing new business. You know, I'm pretty good with numbers.
Clarican, let me ask you something. Are you an EU citizen?
No.
And do you speak French?
No.
Then I think you'll find it a little difficult to set up a bank account.
I suppose you're right.
Of course I am. Okay, here's a plunger, here's a towel, and a kiss goodbye. I'll see you for dinner. Do you like escargot?
Sure. Is that another kind of bread? Bring two.
Okay, I will. Good luck with your underwater adventure. Au revoir.
Hey, I'm a hacker, not a plumber. Not a plumber.
Two weeks earlier, in a high-rise office in downtown Paris.
She's in a meeting. You can't.
She's expecting me.
I've read the reports, and if these studies are accurate, then these surveillance drones would be completely untraceable.
Of course. That's the very intention of the product design.
On what kind of scale can they be produced?
The gestation period is 23 days, so we can arrange to have...
Dr. Venezuela, we need to speak.
Good morning, Monsieur Merodac. Gentlemen, my apologies, but I'm afraid we need to cut our meeting short. Our attorneys will be in touch regarding the contract. Thérèse, would you please see our guest out?
Of course. Gentlemen, this way, please.
Tell me what happened.
We had a breach in security.
But you are my security.
The attack came from inside the company. Two of the employees.
Did they know what to look for?
I believe they were directed to the ninth floor. They had a device that was able to scramble our video feeds.
We're the largest biotech firm in the EU. Our security system should be state-of-the-art.
It would appear theirs was better.
Well, that in itself tells us something about our adversary. How far did they get?
They were looking for the chip.
The chip that changes everything?
Yes.
You didn't answer my question. How far did they get?
Not far. My sources warned us that sensitive employees were being solicited. I took the precaution of having the prototype physically moved to a new location. They weren't able to get too far.
What else did your sources tell you?
That we're being watched. There are rumors circulating about the project. People that know think... You've had a breakthrough. There are many parties interested in acquiring it.
We already know that.
There's more. During the break-in, several identification templates were downloaded. If properly forged, it could allow any of the 150,000 people that work at VATEC worldwide to become a critical security risk.
A dangerous proposition. but at least it would appear we have been given a small advantage. Would you not agree, Monsieur Merodach?
Doctor?
I want you to make changes, but very, very subtle changes to the identification templates. Bypass the security department and see to it personally.
Yes, Doctor.
Have IT still allow server access to the genetic research facilities on the fifth floor, but keep the current testing on an isolated rack. We'll be able to track suspicious logins and unauthorized access. I want to watch the watchers.
Allowing us to run a trace on the intruder.
Let's see what we catch. And speaking of catches, where are the Curious 2 employees?
I was able to eliminate one of the intruders, but the other man, he...
He escaped?
Yes, madam.
And you're sure it was a man?
I got close enough to know.
If he was working for someone else, they'll try again. Time is running short.
I agree.
Tell the doctors to advance the project to stage 2. We can't wait for statistical confirmation. Have them do it immediately.
They'll say we are not ready, that we can't control it.
I say that we are ready. I'll leave control to you. How's your hand?
The implant feels stable. The cerebral connection with the blade is reliable, but sleeping is still difficult.
Fevers?
None.
Good. Check with Dr. Roost about a potential upgrade to the hand unit that the Bionics Department developed. It might help improve the state of our security.
Yes, ma'am.
And Merodach, find the other intruder. I don't like unresolved issues, and I want the technology he used to get past our security. I want to know who exactly is better than us.
Midday in Paris. Lisette exited at the Terne metro stop and quickly turned left on Avenue de la Grande. The high, bright sun warmed the streets of the 17th arrondissement and brightened the colors of the flower shops displaying rows of irises, snapdragons, and water lilies along the streets.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Lisette turned onto Rue Marguerite and soon approached an outdoor cafe with a stylishly dressed young woman standing outside, engrossed in her phone. Without realizing, Lisette quickened her pace slightly, secretly excited to meet one of her oldest friends in Paris that she hadn't seen in years.
Adèle!
Lisette!
Oh my God, look at you! You look amazing! Comment ça va? Oh, it's been so long.
It's so good to see you. You look wonderful, Lisette.
Come on, you're the one that always looks amazing. Gorgeous, actually. Ah, I love this dress. It goes perfectly with your bag.
Oh, stop.
Seriously, you should be on a magazine cover. No better, an album cover.
Come, sit.
This cafe is great, very branché. I heard it's hard to get a reservation here.
Oh, it's fine. So, when did you get to Paris?
About 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks? I had to wait 3 weeks before you called me?
It's just been really busy getting set up here.
Well, it's really nice to have you back in Paris, Lisette.
Thank you. It feels nice to be back. Really, just to be back in Europe. And it's great to see you! I don't really stay in touch with many girls from the orphanage. You know, some other memories.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Anyway, it's been too long.
Really, Lisette, tell me, how long has it been? I was trying to remember on the way over.
I'm not really sure. I think it was about 4-5 years ago at the trial. Mm.
I can't believe they finally caught that awful snake, Madame La Liberté. Va au diable.
Oh my God. Madame La Liberté convicted and our entire orphanage shut down.
Tax evasion. Tax evasion was the least of her crimes.
Tell me about it. Putain, I hated the scam she used to make us run.
Remember the choir scam at Sainte-Chapelle Cathedrale?
Uh-huh.
She made me and the other girls sing for 40 minutes straight for all the wealthy patrons.
Yeah, but I was the one in the back that had to pick all the pockets. You were lucky. You were one of her favorites. You got to wear the pretty dresses on stage and sing.
I hate singing. Still to this day, I didn't feel very pretty when Madame La Liberté made me shake hands and smile with all the patrons that you had just robbed.
Madame kept her hands clean while we all did the dirty work.
Besides, you were always the one that Madame La Liberté allowed to do the dangerous jobs. You know, take real chances. I think you were her real favorite. Do you remember when the Polish ambassador came to the benefit for the orphanage at Le Pré Catalan Le Nôtre?
Yes.
And Madame L had you slip those drugs into his limousine outside so her gendarmerie boyfriend could bust him and blackmail him later.
Well, that was only because she had you and Monique distract him by asking the ambassador if he would like a private concert with the two of you singing.
No, no. It was because she knew you were the bravest, Lisette. You weren't like the other girls. You always knew how to handle yourself. That's why Madame sent you to do the dangerous work.
Madame sent me because I was expendable, Adele. The orphanage had many girls like me. Invisible girls. I wasn't likable like you. I didn't get to wear the pretty dresses.
Why are we talking about the past? We both managed to get out. That, in and of itself, is a miracle. Let's drink to that.
Let's!
So,
my God, Adele, you look wonderful.
Stop.
No. You know, it's been so long. Tell me everything that's going on in your life. Talk to me. Tell me what you've been doing for work and stuff.
Oh, babe, it's been a crazy few years, but I run social media for a fashion atelier. Have you heard of En Vivage?
No, I don't think.
We just got worn by Zoëlla Zebo and Chiara Ferragni last month.
Oh, are those actors?
Influencers, mostly Instagram. Oh, but Billie Eilish wore one of our sweatshirts on a red eye from New York in March.
That's amazing, Adele. Really?
They do a lot of editorial pieces, but I have to go to Dubai next month for a trunk show they're doing for Zendaya.
I've been to Dubai.
I'm so excited to go. My boyfriend told me about this place there where they prepare chicken for 2 days and serve it to you in the desert in a tent. So cool, right?
Oh, great. Tell me all about your boyfriend.
Oh, well, we've only been going out for about 6 months, but he's, he's gorgeous. At least I think he's gorgeous. And let's see, he works for this big tech firm. They're always flying him somewhere amazing. But last week he was in China and he brought me back this bracelet.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Right? It's like, what did I do to deserve that?
Yeah, I wonder. So, that's really cool about your job, Adele. It's got to be fun to work in fashion.
I know. They said in another 6 months, I could get promoted to the content marketing department. Isn't that amazing? It's how a lot of the best influencers on Insta get their starts. But wait, what about you?
Me?
Yeah, I've been blabbing on about my life like an idiot. What about you? Tell me, what have you been up to, Lisette?
Oh, well... I just got back from Las Vegas, where I helped save the world from an alien invasion while escaping an underwater city. Oh, and I still fly supersonic jets. But nothing as cool as singing on stage in front of octogenarians.
What was that? I'm sorry, Denise Mercedes just posted on TikTok about this clutch that I'm obsessed with.
Yeah, so... boring life. Never mind.
Hey, I just got a text from my boss, Camille. En Vivage is doing a show for their new fall collection. It's going to be so amazing. You have to see it. I can get you passes backstage to the next show at Le Palais de Tokyo. You have to come, Lisette. How many tickets should I reserve? Are you seeing anyone?
Well, I'm sort of with... I'm seeing someone.
Oh, Lisette! That's so...
No.
Great, that's so cool. Tell me about him.
Well, no, I mean, he's great. He's smart, very good with computers.
Like gaming? I hear there's lots of money to be made streaming games on Twitch.
No, not video games.
Because a lot of influencers are gamers.
No, more like coding and cryptography.
You mean cameras?
No, not photography, cryptography.
Oh, that's really exciting. I hear the whole cryptocurrency thing is huge.
No, never mind.
And your boyfriend, he lives here in Paris?
No, well, yes. He lives here now.
Now? Where did he move from?
Las Vegas, actually.
Oh, he's American.
Yeah, he's American.
Does he speak French?
No, he does not.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, where does he live now?
With me, actually. We moved in together. We have a place near Palais Garnier.
Ooh, 9th arrondissement. Très chic, Lisette. Your boyfriend must be very smart. What company does he work for?
He doesn't. I mean, not anymore. You see, he left.
So he doesn't have a job?
No, wait.
And he doesn't speak French?
He has a job, actually. He has a job with me. We have started our own company together.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
No, it's fine.
No, I think that sounds so exciting. Tell me all about your new company. Are you a startup?
Well, yes, I guess. Kind of. We're just starting out. We actually created a security firm, you know?
A security firm?
Yeah. I tried to use whatever that weasel Madame La Liberté taught us about how to steal. I thought maybe I could start a company to help people not get stolen from.
I think that sounds amazing. Seriously, that's brilliant, Lisette. You were always the craftiest one in our group. So, tell me more about this new company. What kind of jobs are you guys getting? Are you loving the work?
Well, actually, we don't have any jobs yet. We're looking for work. Right now, my boyfriend is speaking to one of his old friends who lives here to see if there's any work we can do.
Well, let me know if there's anything I can... Oh, wait. Do you want me to talk to my boyfriend? His company is always hiring contractors. You know, these big tech firms. Do you want me to ask him if he knows any job openings, or...
Well, no, we're not looking for jobs at the company. We're...
Oh, shoot.
We actually have a job
I need to take this. It's very... One second, Lisette. Hey, did the shipment arrive from Milano? What do you mean only half the order came in? The show is in 2 weeks. Tu sais quoi? J'arrive. Reste là. On se voit dans 10 minutes. Okay, bye.
Is everything...
Lisette, I have to go. I'm so sorry. I really wanted to...
No, I understand.
I need to run. But I really wanted to catch up with you. I wanted to hear more about...
It sounds like things are crazy. We can do this again.
Yeah. Next week. It's much better when I get past...
That sounds great.
I love you, Lisette. You look so great. I'm so happy you're back in Paris.
Yeah, it's great to see you too, Adele. I'll text you.
Oh, and let me know about the tickets. What's your boyfriend's name?
Clarican.
Huh? Just text it to me. I'll see you later. Bye.
My boyfriend's name is... Glurican.
Do you know how much you have in common with some of your favorite celebrities, leaders, newsmakers? I'm Evelyn, the host of Reppin', where you'll meet notable people you think you know. You'll find out who they really are and what they represent. Listen to Reppin' wherever you get your podcasts.
The Paris Metro came to a stop in the 14th arrondissement and deposited Chloricane on Rue Mouton du Vernet. He walked for 15 minutes before finding himself before an early 20th century Parisian firehouse. He approached the old stone building and walked towards the single door painted in scratched red paint.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Ugh, damn it. I need to do this. I need to do this. I need to do this. Artie?
No one here named Artie.
Sorry, Raptor?
What's the password?
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Hey, Chloricane! Come on in, brother, I'll fuck you in!
Chloricane entered the firehouse through a narrow foyer and was met by his old hacking acquaintance,
Raptor.
Raptor.
Hey, Raptor, it's good to see you again.
He wore neon green sweatpants, a Hawaiian shirt, and diamond-crusted sunglasses.
Get in here!
After enduring one of the most vigorous hugs in European history,
welcome to the lair.
Chloricane was led past the foyer by Raptor into a large garage chamber where the fire trucks were once kept.
This is my pad, man. You can relax. My casa, su casa. Took me 2 years to kit it out. I've got this place scrambled, too. Untraceable, unhearable, untrackable. And I know you're a man that likes to keep a low profile. This place doesn't exist.
So, you've built your own private Idaho in Paris.
I was gonna set up shop in Singapore. Then I thought Moscow. Then I thought, Paris. That's where the real artists go.
Well, looks like you've kept busy.
I haven't done much since DEFCON in Vegas. I still take on select jobs from time to time, you know, for very select clients. I've got the whole building, so I do software hacks in the front and do hardware in the back.
That didn't come out right.
In fact, I got a secret project I'm working on back there. Huh?
Secret project?
I'm building the most powerful parallel multiprocessing supercomputer in Europe. I'm calling it Big Mac.
Better than McNugget.
Come on over here. This is the main area. Workstations, server banks.
Stripper pole?
Yeah! It's also a Wi-Fi hotspot. Clerken, meet Minska and, Sneezy.
Ugh, it's breezy.
And they are...
Minska, she's a neurochemist from Lomonosov University. And, Sneezy...
Breezy!
I don't know what she does, but they just like dancing in my living room because the tunes are sick.
Man, Raptor, I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
So, Chloricane is in Paris.
I am.
What game are you currently running here?
Actually, I'm setting up shop with my girlfriend.
We started a cybersecurity firm here.
I heard White Egg might be looking for you.
Maybe.
Maybe more than maybe.
Why? You gonna turn me in?
You? You're not worth the ransom or my time, my friend. Come on, this way.
Good to know.
Well, you know what I can't figure out? Why do they care about someone like you? I mean, no offense, but you're no Edward Snowden. What they got on you, huh? Or what do you have on them?
Nothing. Look, nothing. I just walked out on my contract. That's all. Those guys are just sticklers for paper.
I call bullshit.
Well, call it whatever you like. You still working with Entropica? I've been hearing a lot about those DNS hacks on Tesla. And the Trojan horse in the Euro Disney Park mainframe.
And I wouldn't know anything about it. As you can see, I'm mostly retired now and more of an elder statesman for the group. So what are you really doing here, Clurican? Huh? What brings you to my lair of lies?
Like I said in my message, I just wanted to stop by to see if you know about any work. Like I said, my girl and I are trying to get our new cybersecurity business off the ground. Looking for jobs.
Oh, little business. What kind of business?
Any kind of business.
Well, then let's have a business meeting. Come on in. Yo, girls, turn it down. Party's over. I'm having a business meeting. Come on, scat.
Raptor, I have to ask, what are all these girls really doing here? I mean, are you running a modeling agency or something?
Clurican, haven't you figured it out yet, man? French girls freaking love Americans. Always have. They can't get enough of us.
Clearly you haven't met my girlfriend.
No, you just need a little help, brother. A little chemical enhancement.
Thanks, but no thanks. I'm not into drugs, recreational or performative.
Clurican, you're crazy, brother. I love this guy. Nah, man, no drugs. Something stronger. Perfume.
You lost me.
At this point, Raptor removed a small vial and tossed it to Clurican.
Here you go, man. No charge.
What the hell is this?
Synthesized pheromones. I got access to 75,000 genetic records. I personally cracked off a 23andMe database in Dallas. I cross-referenced the DNA codes to isolate the attraction receptor gene, and then had a lab in St. Petersburg formulate the fragrance.
How did you get all those medical records for all those people?
Come on! Who are you talking to, buddy? The apex predator, Raptor! This little baby creates attraction in 90% of women, and surprisingly, about 40% of men. Not sure which way you swing these days, Clurican, but I'm telling you, it drives women bananas! Try it!
Astonishing on so many levels. Really, how about I just take this to go?
Suit yourself. A parting gift for my little friend. Huh? Looks like you need all the help you can get. Huh?
More true than not. Well, listen, man. I really need to talk to you about...
So, what kind of jobs you in for, brother? Snatch and grab while you had gray head, huh?
I'm open for business, period. What do you got?
You sure?
Yeah, man.
Well, I might have something.
What? French company? Tech firm? What do you got?
Nah, nothing like that. Here, look at this photo.
All I see is just you and some poser at a club.
Not a poser. A dirty, stinking thief. This was taken at Club La Station a week ago. I'm telling you, man, I was robbed and completely violated, Clurican. It was horrific.
You look okay to me.
Nah, man. Look at that sweatshirt I'm wearing.
The red one that says Supreme?
No, not a red one. That's a limited edition Louis Vuitton Supreme commemorative sweatshirt. Dude, they literally only made 3 of them and your boy snagged one.
It's quite fetching, but so what?
Well, see that other guy in the photo?
Yeah.
That's Joshua Edmonds, hack handle, high rise. He'd been sucking up to me for a year now, wanting to join Entropica, but he's just a script kiddie and his hacks are just weak.
Okay, so...
So? Dude, look at this Instagram post. This was taken 2 days later at Club Showcase, a different club. Just look at this douchebag.
It's high-rise. And he's wearing the same kind of sweatshirt you had.
Not the same kind! The same one! I told you they only made 3 of these, and that bud nugget stole mine.
Well, how are you sure?
I'm telling you! The guy stole it. I was hanging out with him and my crew at Liz Station. He kept trying to talk to me, but had this onion breath. Anyway, I went to dance with Mishka and Cheesy.
Freezing.
And when I came back to my booth, my sweatshirt was gone. And so were all of our vodka mixers. It was cold-blooded, man. I gotta get that sweatshirt back, brother. It's part of my brand. No one saw where he went. He was like a ghost, yo.
You're seriously wanting to hire me to steal back your sweatshirt? Like breaking and entering?
You do sneaky shit all the time. And you say you needed to work? I'll give you 5 G's if you put it back in my hand by Friday. Here's the guy's home address. Expect security.
$5,000 for a sweatshirt.
Dude, it's worth like 10 times that. And more importantly, it's the principle of the thing. Don't you see? Come on, man. You steal a guy's sweatshirt, you steal his soul.
I'm sure I've read that on Barstool Sports.
Great sight, right? Hey, look, you said you needed the scratch.
I do.
And what do you say, brother? You want the job?
You have been listening to The Rapscallion Agency, a Leviathan audio production written and created by Christoph Laputka. Go to rapscallionagency.com, or to dive deeper into the story, listen to The Leviathan Chronicles on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Rapscallion Agency was executive produced by Amish Chani, produced and mixed by Robin Shore, produced by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, casting by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, original music by Luke Allen, editing and sound design by Luke Allen and Robin Shore, directed by Christoph Laputka. Starring Claire Dodin as Lisette Mainzabil, Todd Habercorn as Chloroquine, Caroline Guivarch as Dr. Taryn Venezuela, Gary Armagnac as Monsieur Murdoch, Monia Ayashi as Adele Lesange, June Yoon as Raptor, William T.N. Hall as Harlequin, narrated by Benoit Monin. Additional voices by Valeria Zunzun, Time Winter, Hudson Schuchert, and Kim Donovan. For a full cast list, go to rapscallionagency.com. To learn more about our other audio drama podcasts, go to leviathanaudioproductions.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get the latest news and behind-the-scene footage. Thank you for supporting Leviathan Audio Productions, and thank you for listening to The Rapscallion Agency.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with 2 layers of bones.
7 ribs are completely fused, and you have no idea where this came from?
No, she was sent here anonymously.
Mm-mm, not she. They, maybe?
Wait.
I've never seen anything like this.
Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways.
My grandfather was a journalist back in the 60s and 70s. He specialized in strange stories.
Who are they? How are they connected to the skeleton?
Play the tape. You'll see.
Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
We dream about it. We both dream about it.
How often?
Every night.
Who among us doesn't enjoy a good mystery? And especially when solving it means that I get to bring out my competitive side, even if it's just me against the clock, I just can't wait to uncover all the secrets. So June's Journey is a game that is completely up my alley, and I think you'll love it too. In June's Journey, a hidden object mystery game, you play as June Parker, who's on a quest to solve her sister's murder and uncover her family's many secrets. Each chapter brings you deeper into the story, and it's set in the Roaring Twenties, so beyond uncovering clues, you get to experience the glitz and glamour of the time. June's Journey is definitely not a game I play mindlessly, which I love because I get genuinely invested, and a lot of it is a race against time, so there's a little fun added pressure of trying to find the clues as quickly as you can in each scene. There are also tons of ways to customize the island that you're on, learn more about the characters, and then new chapters are added weekly, so you really can't run out of things to explore. So if you think you're up to solve this case, download June's Journey for free today on iOS or Android, or play on PC through Facebook Games. June needs your help, detective.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rapscallion Agency. A Leviathan Chronicles story. Chapter 3. Les balles et les poissons lunes. Bullets and blowfish. They say that Paris is one of the most beautiful walking cities. Perhaps it's the riverbanks of the Seine or the cobblestone streets, or maybe it's the inviting parks that lend space for lovers' picnics. The city practically invites you to explore by foot. But the timbre of Lisette's footsteps up the stairs of the maisonette she shared with Chloricane invited only frustration and aggravation into their apartment.
That's a heavy sigh.
I've got some bad news.
Uh-oh.
I just got back from the bank. We don't have as much money as we thought.
You mean like we got a bad exchange rate from dollars?
Well, no. More like a banker told me that all of your bank accounts have been frozen and there is no way to access them without returning to the U.S.
Say what? Wait, my accounts are frozen?
Look, we knew it was a risk for you to...
Wait, like really frozen? Like I have no access to my money?
Check your phone.
I'm logging in. God damn it! White Egg. This is White Egg. They must have frozen my accounts because I didn't finish the last year on my contract.
And left the country without telling anyone.
Well, yeah, I did sort of Irish exit the United States, but this is just uncalled for.
Called for or not, it means we only have half the budget we thought. Less, actually.
We were counting on that money to fund our agency.
I know.
So everything is frozen?
Well, not everything. You still have the account in trust with your grandmother.
You mean my college fund? I said, you know I can't touch that. No way.
Come on, Chloricane. Are you really going to go back to America to get some stupid degree? You're past that now.
It's something I didn't finish. And it's important to me. Plus, do you have any idea how much disapproval I'd get from the Asian half of my family for not finishing my degree?
You were earning more at White Egg than any college graduate.
Well, a lot of good that does me now. How much have we got?
About 50,000.
Wow. That's, less than we planned for. Maybe you could ask Carla.
Absolutely not. I'm not asking anyone for anything. We're on our own. That's the whole point. That was our agreement.
Look, I get it. I just...
Look, we'll make do with what we have. It's still a lot.
Yeah, but we have a lot of equipment to buy.
Maybe we can pick up some of it used, and we still need some sort of storage space or office to operate out of.
I'll ask around.
Well, at least your friend... What's his name? T-Rex?
Raptor.
Raptor gave us a job.
It's not a job, really. It's more of like a favor.
What kind of favor?
Breaking and entering with a soupçon of burglary.
Well, that happens to be my specialty. Does it pay?
$5,000.
Then let's go do your friend Raptor a favor. We need the money, Chloricane.
Dr. Tarant Venessois was not a woman who liked to be kept waiting. Oxford University could only contain her for 2 years before she graduated with honors.
Are you ready?
And the papers
me?
She published while in medical school were decades ahead of her peers.
I'm coming down.
She understood early in life that her time was precious, and she displayed an almost preternatural ability to shut out all distractions and was vociferous in the way she guarded her attention.
It was a test of her patience to wait over 10 minutes for Monsieur Merodach and two lab technicians to join her in a small discreet office on the lowest level of the VATEC laboratory facility located in Saclay.
Show me.
There were three clusters of monitors on the far wall of the room.
Dr. Blocker.
Only the first was illuminated.
Would you please show Dr. Venezuela the results of the first group of volunteers?
Of course. We were pleased with progress of the initial subjects.
Each of the monitors flickered, then displayed a grim image of Middle Eastern refugees, slack-jawed and sitting at bare metal tables.
Begin. Call me Ishmael. Some years ago, never mind how long precisely, having little or no money in my purse and nothing particular to interest me on shore, I thought...
The others demonstrated commensurate results.
Subject number two, you may proceed. 3.14159265358979323846264338.
And the third? This is excellent. What about the second group?
As you can see, we had the second group of subjects held in a sedated state after they finished running the test course.
All of those sensors and wires you see extending off their bodies and cranium are being run through the electro-retinal processing units in the AI servers in that region.
I want to see the feed.
We gave each subject 10 minutes to run the dummy house we had set up on the skunkwork facility in Corsica.
Remarkable.
We haven't been able to internalize the data storage, so you can see they are wearing backpacks that contain the hard drives.
Look at the resolution.
Watch when they pick up the piece of paper on the desk.
Every word is legible. Astonishing.
We're still working on audio, but we feel confident in the success of the field test.
And all the visual data is stored on our drives?
The ocular data was compiled with minimal corruption.
Using the embedded GPS chip, we can actually map out the floor plan on each level, providing further logistical information.
Excellent. We're ahead of schedule. I'm pleased the clinical trials are showing this level of progress. Monsieur Merodach, please send an encrypted message to the investors through the usual channels.
Wait. We have a problem, Doctor. Switch the feed to the third group.
We lost 5 to suicide, and 3 have turned clinically psychopathic. And the remaining 3 are catatonic.
Hence the problem. We are running out of volunteers.
Actually, Monsieur Merodach, I don't think that's a problem at all. Book a train to Aubervilliers. Get more volunteers and keep running the trials. No one will ever miss them.
Later that night, in the 11th arrondissement.
Okay, so are you sure your friend will pay?
Trust me, he'll pay. Honor among thieves and all that.
Well, we could certainly use the money.
Agreed. But we've got to find his sweatshirt first.
Show me again on your phone what it looks like.
This is it here.
Yo, 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 this your boy, Raptalicious. Check out my dope threat.
It looks like something Santa Claus would wear to Burning Man.
Well, there's only 3 of them in the world, so that'd probably be a pretty lit burn.
Chloricon, you know, you really don't need to be here.
What do you mean? We're a team.
We are, but I'm just used to working alone, you know, in the field. I can get in and out really quickly.
I'm sure you can. So can I.
I know, but I'm just saying I can search the apartment by myself. You don't need to come with me.
You think I'll slow you down? Thanks a lot.
No, but if something goes wrong, you need to think on your feet.
I happen to be great at that. Why, do you think you're better? Did you forget what happened in Las Vegas?
This isn't a competition, Clurican. This is just professional. And you're much better behind a keyboard than me. I'm just saying that.
What's that supposed to mean? You think I'm, like, the typist? Did you remember when
Look, it doesn't mean anything. We just have different strengths.
You think that I
What if you run into someone? What if you need to talk your way out of a situation?
So now I'm the typist they can't talk.
Come on, you don't even speak French, Clarican. Wait, is this the building up there?
Yeah, I think so. Raptor told me he's in apartment 3C. Expect security, he said.
I can handle security.
So can I.
We need to get inside. Just follow my lead. Look, Another couple is walking out.
Parce que ta mère nous achète des billets tous les ans.
Bonsoir. Est-ce que vous pouvez tenir la porte pour nous, s'il vous plaît?
Excusez-moi.
Vous vivez ici?
Ah non, non, merci. Merci, c'est très gentil. On va juste voir notre ami Joshua au 3C.
Wait.
Passez une bonne soirée.
What did you just say to that couple? Joshua à 3C? Did you tell them the exact apartment we're breaking into? Why would you do that? They could have the police here in 15 minutes.
By telling them, we diffuse suspicion, and we're supposed to be out of here in 5.
Hopefully less. I think it's just up the stairs.
Tell me, what do you know about this Joshua guy?
Only that he and Raptor share the same dysfunctional fashion sense. And there's some sort of rivalry between them. Not sure what it's all about.
Well, this is it. This is apartment 3C. Cover me while I pick the lock.
Cover you? Do you hear gunfire?
Very funny. Got it. It's open. Let's go in.
Damn, you're good.
Okay, we're in. I'll check the bedroom. You check all the closets in the living room.
Oh, will you check out this place? What an apartment.
Yeah, it's nice. So what? Will you focus? We're on the clock, Clarican.
Holy crap! Look at that giant fish tank. So cool. It takes up the entire far wall. It's huge! Man, it's like SeaWorld, the Euro version. There must be 100 fish swimming around. Oh, look, there's an eel, and I think those are puffer fish. Hey there, Puffy. I'm gonna call you Puff Daddy, because you're the coolest fish in the whole tank.
Clarican, would you stop playing with the stupid fish?
Yeah, sorry. You're not stupid, Puffy. I'm just taking in this place. Wow, look at all this tech. This is not your typical computer equipment. I wonder if...
Clarican, we have to hurry. This is why I wanted you to just let me handle this. You could have stayed at the apartment.
Stayed? Raptor gave the job to me.
Clarican, the sweatshirt? Did you bring the scanner?
Right here. I always...
Then stop screwing around and scan to see if this guy has any hidden chambers, like a panic room or something.
Hold on, I'm just initializing the... Sorry, it's slippery.
Take off your gloves, Clarican, so you can operate that thing.
You're making me nervous.
You're sure it would work?
Raptor said this Joshua guy is sneaky. If old high-rise has a safe or something, this baby will find it. It's like a stud finder for illicit compartments.
Well, did you find anything?
Nothing. No hidden rooms or secret passages.
Fine. Let's turn this place inside out. I'm searching the bedroom.
Man, this guy has a sweet pad. Maybe I should get back into black hat work.
Anything?
Nothing.
Check the closet.
On it. I'm checking the front coat closet. And nothing. You?
Nothing in the bedroom. Where the hell would you be if you wore a sweatshirt?
If it was me, it would be on the floor.
If it was me, it would be in the trash.
No, this isn't fashion week. Can you check his office?
Already there, looking in the office. I got his desk. Found some drawers, but... Merde, no, nothing. Time?
2 minutes.
Don't dawdle on missions. Trust your instincts. Get in, get out. No pondering or procrastinating.
I've looked everywhere. It's not here, Clarican. Maybe we should leave.
Damn. Maybe he's outside wearing it now.
Well, we can't stay here. Let's take one more scan and make sure we didn't miss anything, and then get the hell out of here.
Got it. Okay, let me run the scanner. Hey, we got something.
What is it?
Not sure, but there's something very dense in the cabinet in the living room.
I'll check.
Huh, nothing. That's so weird because...
Clarican, look. False back cabinet. The back of the drawers fall away. I think I can see there's something inside.
Damn. How did you know that? Let me see.
There's something behind here. Wait. It's heavy.
Here, let me help you.
It's a lead box.
Well, I'm not sure. This feels even heavier than lead. From the weight, I'd say it was tungsten.
Open it.
I am. Holy, look at this. Lisette, look at this gun. It's huge. Jeez, it's like a hand cannon.
It's a UDAV. Russian.
Man, it looks like it could blow a hole in the side of a barn. Look at the...
Clarican, are you crazy? Why did you pick it up? You don't even know how to fire a gun. Now your prints are all over it.
Ah, shoot. I forgot to put my gloves
just
back on.
Just give me the gun. I'll wipe it down.
No, it's fine.
I have to put the safety on before
I
you...
did put the safety on when I...
Oh, no! Clarican, how could you?
It just went off. I didn't...
We've got to get out of here. The gunshot was too loud for anyone to...
Watch out for the fish on the floor.
Just stop worrying about the fish. Help me up.
It's like a sushi
bar. I can't believe you shot the fish tank.
I wasn't aiming for it.
Why were you aiming at anything?
I wasn't.
Damn it.
They're coming.
No, I told you they would hear the gunshot.
Or the water flooding into the hallway.
Oh, come on, we have to go now.
But we never got
the... Forget the sweatshirt. We botched this job, Cleric, and we really botched it. Come on.
Probably heard the name Mary, Queen of Scots, and maybe you know the importance of her legacy to the British monarchy, but how much do you know about her life and what she was really like? For instance, did you know that she preferred to have her eggs scrambled, or that giving gifts was her love language? In my podcast, Vulgar History, we'll be talking about all that and more during an 8-part miniseries about the fascinating life of Mary, Queen of Scots. Vulgar History is a feminist women's history comedy podcast where we don't shy away from the messy, complicated lives of women from the olden times. Particularly with women in history, it's easier to use broad strokes to portray who they were, and it's like we forget they probably also had messy lives, complicated relationships, and maybe things weren't as black and white as they might seem in a textbook. But I'm dedicated to sharing the sides of the stories we don't always hear, and each episode is supported by rigorous historical research. Turns out there's really something about Mary, Queen of Scots. So be sure to tune into my series about Mary, Queen of Scots, and check out the other incredible women I've talked about while you're there. You can listen and subscribe to Vulgar History wherever you get your podcasts, and learn more at vulgarhistory.com.
Two hours later, the clock near the Basilique of Sacré-Cœur showed the hour as just past 3 in the morning. Clorican and Lisette made their soggy way down Rue Paul Albert, letting their fish tank soaked clothes drip into the cobblestones beneath their feet.
Talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Clorican, will you stop waving that stupid Russian gun around?
Say hello to my little friend!
Clorican, will you just stop? You've done enough damage for one night.
I'm sorry. I was being stupid. I'll put it away.
I'm freezing, and I can't believe we have to walk all the way home. How far are we?
We're still a mile and a half from the apartment.
I'm going to shiver to death by then. I told you we need to buy a vehicle or something to get around. I can't feel my toes.
Well, maybe we can find some place to duck in and grab a coffee or something to get warm.
It's 3:30 in the morning. Nothing will be open now, not even the metro.
Look, I know. I said I was sorry.
Whatever.
Minutes soon passed and not a word was spoken between the two until...
Wait, is that...
Much to his surprise...
Oh my God.
Clorican saw a familiar face opening a darkened storefront below a wooden sign that read... Boulangerie.
Madame Dubois?
Monsieur Clorican?
The two of you know each other?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Mrs. Dubois, the bakery owner I told you about. It's where I got you those raspberry macarons that you love.
Those were delicious. Really.
Thank you! It's a bit late for swimming, don't you think?
Actually, it's a bit early.
You poor things. What happened to you?
It's kind of a long story.
Tell me inside. I'll fix you a coffee. Just let me unload the van. I need to get the baguette in the oven before 4 a.m.
Can we help?
I'm old enough to not turn down help from your young backs. Especially while mine is still sore. Come, the van is open.
Outside the bakery... Madame Dubois had parked her Citroën delivery van.
Grab those crates, my dear.
It was painted pearl white with a brown stencil sign on the side.
I got it.
Displaying the name and address of the bakery.
What about those two?
But what was most distinctive was the 5-foot-long plastic éclair that was affixed to the roof of the van.
I like your van, Madame Dubois. Who made the big pastry on the roof?
It was my son, Pierre, idea. He made the silly éclair from the resin mold. He's an artist, you know. But no one wanted to buy bread from a van. I told him, people want to walk in and be met with the smell of a boulangerie.
Yes, the smell of the bread, the sugar.
Oui, mademoiselle. It's the nose that buys the bread, not the brain. With the van, you only smell diesel fumes. Now I just use it for delivery. It's a waste. Come sit. Just let me put the bread in the oven, and I'll put some fresh coffee on. And, I'll bring you both a towel. Swimming at night.
She seems really nice.
Especially as we drip water all over her floor.
Well, we wouldn't be soaking wet if you hadn't decided to be a Yosemite Sam.
First of all, it's Yosemite Sam. Second,
It was me who actually got us our first paying job.
Which we totally screwed up.
It's not my fault the stupid sweatshirt wasn't there.
Well, I guess we'll never know where it is now, will we? And, was it your fault that we flooded an entire apartment?
That was an accident. And accidents happen, Lisette. Not every job...
Accidents can get you killed, Chlorican. I didn't come to Paris to fail at our first job.
Really more of a favor than a job.
Look, I understand, Chlorican. Things happen. But if we're going to make this work, then we need to start trusting each other. I'm better in the field than you.
Oh, come on. I
told you to let me handle it and find the sweatshirt myself. I work better alone.
Really? Then what am I even doing here in Paris? Thanks a lot, Lisette.
I didn't mean alone.
But you just said...
You know that's not what I meant.
Look, I'm just trying to pull my weight. I know the White Egg thing really ruined what we were...
Listen, I don't blame you for that. White Egg thinks they own you, and you did what you had to do. You've wanted out for a long time.
I did what I did to be with you.
Chlorican?
Lisette?
Back in the apartment, when you found the gun, you said the case was made of tungsten...
That's what it felt like. Definitely heavier than lead.
Then what would a French hacker be doing with a Russian gun in a tungsten case?
Here are your coffees. And I brought you each a small brioche.
Merci, madame.
Yeah, thank you for this, madame.
Now, tell me why I have two wet fishes sitting in my boulangerie at 3:30 in the morning.
Funny you should mention fishes.
Well, madame, Lisette and I were trying to get my friend's sweatshirt back. But we couldn't find it, so I accidentally shot another guy's aquarium, flooded his apartment, probably killed at least 3 dozen fish.
And don't forget the eel.
The eel is a fish.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about? Of course an eel is a fish. How can
you... Ça suffit. There's no reason to speak to each other like this. Okay, you ruin the fish tank. No one died. I mean, except for the fish. It can't be so bad.
And we just found out that my old employer froze all of my bank accounts in the U.S., we don't have enough money to buy equipment or even find office space to operate our business that I left my country for and quit my job.
And all I wanted was to be on my own, to create something of my own. I wanted not to owe anyone anything, and now...
I want. And now what? Oh, mes petits biquets. Let me ask you both something. Are you in love? Really in love?
Oui, madame.
I am. I know I am.
Then all these problems you have, I think you will think of something.
Maybe I have.
Oh.
Madame Dubois, I have a question.
Oui, Monsieur Chlorican?
How would you like to sell your van?
I've been listening to The Rapscallion Agency, a Leviathan audio production written and created by Christoph Laputka. Go to rapscallionagency.com, or to dive deeper into the story, listen to The Leviathan Chronicles on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Rapscallion Agency was executive produced by Amish Chani, produced and mixed by Robin Shore, produced by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, casting by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, original music by Luke Allen, editing and sound design by Luke Allen and Robin Shore, directed by Christoph Laputka. Starring Claire Dodin as Lisette Mainzabile, Todd Habercorn as Chlorican, Caroline Givache as Dr. Terran Venezois, Gary Armagnac as Monsieur Merodac, June Yoon as Raptor, Kuki Castali as Isabelle Dubois, William T.N. Hall as Harlequin, narrated by Benoit Monin. Additional voices by Audrey Fiorini, Laura Post, Ryan Schreim, Moussa Kreish, Noel Bengolam, David Duclos, Bruno Stéphane, and Valeria Zunzun. For a full cast list, go to rapscallionagency.com. To learn more about our other audio drama podcasts, go to leviathanaudioproductions.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get the latest news and behind-the-scenes footage. Thank you for supporting Leviathan Audio Productions, and thank you for listening to The Rapscallion Agency.
Hi, I'm Madigan from Your Angry Neighborhood Feminist, the podcast that explores the world through a personal, intersectional feminist perspective. I bring you 2 episodes a week. Every Monday, I cover something from a wide variety of topics, covering everything from feminist faves throughout history like Audre Lorde, listener coming out stories, and other hot-button topics like toxic masculinity and the Me Too movement, as well as plenty feminist history, the good and the controversial. And then every Friday, I bring you a mini What's in the News episode to keep you up to date with everything that's going on today in the world. And with over 580 episodes available to you right now, there's plenty of good stuff to listen to. You can listen to Your Angry Neighborhood Feminist wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to rage on. Bye.
Well, the question remains, where did our mysterious thief go?
Without anything to track on him, I think we're at a dead end. We had the sensor.
Well, that's blown up.
And then he took the tortoise.
Not for long, thankfully. Oh, wait a minute, what's this?
What do you have there?
Well, left on the floor, it's a feather.
Why is there a feather on the floor of the tortoise? It's not from my farm.
No, my friend, while the chickens appear to have come home to roost, that is not the fowl this feather is from. This is an entirely different bird.
Oh, you're not going to tell me this week, are you?
Oh, nonsense, Jack. Of course I'm going to tell you. It's from Mr. Crow.
Who's Mr. Crow?
Aha, now that is a question worth waiting for. Until next week, dear friends, until next week.
Oh, have a lovely week, everyone. Well, that was fun.